570 Radio in Fort Worth, WBAP.
Here is Morning Edition, complete news and weather coverage combining authoritative sources of WBAP and ABC. Brought to you by your 30 conveniently located Buddy's supermarkets, where your dollar buys more. And with every purchase, you get valuable Scotty Savings stamps. Now, Morning Edition, Section 1.
Good morning, everyone. This is Norwood McClendon reporting. Fort Worth temperature 56 degrees, Dallas 55. Skies are cloudy, and very light rain is reported at both cities. President and Mrs. Kennedy arrived in Fort Worth from Houston late last night to an enthusiastic reception from huge crowds and spent the night in Suite 850 at Hotel Texas downtown. The president scheduled two speeches in Fort Worth this morning. The first to the general public, the other at a Chamber of Commerce breakfast. For WBAP News, here is Jack Brown reporting from Hotel Texas.
There's a light rain falling in downtown Fort Worth, and that may cut down on the size of the turnout for President Kennedy's parking lot speech. Mr. Kennedy is scheduled to make a short public talk, maybe 10 minutes, at 8:50 this morning. Indications are he will make the speech, even if it's raining. It's still not known whether or not the First Lady will accompany the President to the parking lot, which is just south of the hotel. Mr. Kennedy will speak from a platform mounted on a truck. The hotel's marquee says, "Welcome, Mr. President," and under it stand six young co-eds from Carter Riverside High School. The girls got up at 3:30 this morning and arrived at the hotel at 5. They've been standing there ever since. A crowd already is gathered outside the hotel's grand ballroom, maybe 200 persons, and they seem to be concerned about finding seats, or at least finding some good ones. The president's ballroom speech, which was an early sellout, will begin shortly after 9. We don't know what he'll talk about. From here, Mr. Kennedy will motorcade to Carswell Air Force Base, where Air Force One will be waiting to fly him to Dallas Love Field. 6,000 persons greeted Mr. Kennedy when he arrived at Carswell last night. Hundreds more lined the route to the Texas Hotel, and about 4,000 persons were waiting for him at the hotel. All were cheering. The president said his reception was wonderful. This is Jack Brown reporting from the Grand Ballroom at the Texas Hotel.
In San Antonio, Mr. Kennedy made a strong plea for an undiluted space program as he dedicated facilities at the School of Aerospace Medicine at Brooks Air Force Base. Later, he told an audience at a Houston appreciation dinner for Congressman Albert Thomas that Thomas, seeking re-election to a 15th term despite spinal cancer, is one of the nation's most remarkable congressmen. Mrs. Kennedy is proving an able campaigner as she charms the crowds with her smile, handshakes, and pleasantries. Last night, the First Lady addressed a Houston group of Latin American citizens in Spanish, telling them, "I'm very happy to be in the great state of Texas. I'm especially happy to be with you, who are part of the great Spanish tradition, which has contributed so much to Texas." Mrs. Kennedy is visiting the state for the first time. I'll be back in 60 seconds after this word from Buddy's.
You know, it's a little bit harder to get the crisp, fresh produce you like in the fall and winter. Frost and bad weather mean that some of the lettuce goes limp and some of the potatoes are pooped. But not at your neighborhood Buddy's supermarket. Buddy's special trucks are still going to the farms and bringing back only the finest, freshest produce available. Buddy's fresh fruits and vegetables are always nice to look at and even nicer to eat. Salads and vegetables from Buddy's will be a welcome addition to any meal. And by the way, these Buddy's supermarket specials will be a welcome addition to your grocery list when you see how much you can save. Buddy's is your headquarters for Thanksgiving poultry, and Swiss Premium Butterball Turkey Hens are just 43 cents a pound. Swiss Premium Butterball Turkey Toms are 39 cents a pound. Extra Fancy Red Rome Apples are 39 cents for the 4-pound bag. And Kimball's Cranberry Sauce is two number 300 cans for 29 cents. That's at Buddy's, of course.
Back to the news.
For President Kennedy's public speech this morning, the public is asked to enter the parking lot from 9th Street. No cars will be permitted on the lot itself. Police Chief Hightower says that 8th Street will be blocked off between Main and Commerce, and that those streets plus 9th will be stopped to traffic if the crowd overflows into them. The president is expected to speak for about 10 minutes at the outside gathering and about twice as long at the breakfast. State Democratic leaders say they hope to announce a sellout crowd for a $100 a plate dinner honoring Mr. Kennedy in Austin tonight. This is the only announced political function of the president's Texas tour. Governor Conley said yesterday ticket sales have far exceeded his earlier prediction of 2,500. And officials at Municipal Auditorium at Austin say 4,000 is about the maximum capacity for a sit-down dinner. Speaking there will be the President, Vice President Johnson, and Governor Connolly. Turning now to other news, arguments are scheduled to be heard this morning in the Gatesville rape trial of Virgil Nelson Holford, accused attacker of a 9-year-old Mineral Wells girl. Both state and defense have rested their cases, with defense witnesses testifying Holford is insane and should be declared innocent, and state's witnesses contending the defendant only feigns insanity. In neighboring Arkansas, a farmer at Truman, in the Cotton Belt, apparently crazed over family troubles, shot 4 persons to death late last night and then killed himself. The sheriff at Truman says 34-year-old Sammy Penter killed his wife, stepdaughter, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law. A Texas man was shot to death last night in an Oklahoma tavern just across the Texas line. Dead is 29-year-old William Rye Bierce, who listed a Dallas address. He was shot in the chest after he reportedly threatened to hold up the tavern. A 17-month-old Brownwood boy, Tommy Cunningham, was fatally injured last night when struck by a car on Farm Road 1849 near Brownwood. He was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Wilbur Cunningham. A Belton woman died and 3 persons were injured Thursday afternoon in a one-car accident in Dallas Oak Cliff section. The victim was 45-year-old Mrs. Susan Hoffman. Injured were her 71-year-old husband, Carl Hoffman, along with the couple's 19-year-old stepdaughter and granddaughter. The officer said the car apparently failed to negotiate a curve. More news after this announcement from Buddy's.
There's a busy weekend ahead with your projects, your hunting, the sporting events going on, and, of course, just family fun. Thanksgiving being just a few days away, Mom will probably be pretty busy in the kitchen all week. Of course, Mom doesn't mind, because whether you're planning ahead or filling in at the last minute, your Buddy's Supermarket is ready and waiting right in your own neighborhood to serve you in every way possible. Grocery shopping at Buddy's is always easy, and saving is easy, too, especially with the help of specials like these. Extra Select Oysters, 98 cents for the pint jar, and perfect for Thanksgiving oyster dressing. Gold Medal Flour, just 39 cents for the 5-pound bag. And Royal Gelatin is 4 packages for 19 cents with a coupon from the Star Telegram. Without the coupon, Royal Gelatin is 4 packages for 26 cents. Remember, for great specials and top quality foods, you can rely on your neighborhood Buddy's Supermarket.
Here's more news. Former Vice President John Nance Garner may get a phone call from President Kennedy today, Garner's 95th birthday. Austin attorney Ed Clark says there's a possibility Mr. Kennedy will call Garner to wish him luck. Clark will travel to Garner's Uvalde home to help celebrate the former Vice President's birthday and present him with a hat from Vice President Johnson. Garner, who kept a vow made 23 years ago never again to cross the Potomac to Washington, reluctantly agreed to take part in a 10-minute ceremony today at the Garner Museum in Uvalde. He quit politics in 1940 following a reported disagreement with President Roosevelt. Finally, in high school football last night, Fort Worth Pasco defeated Northside 28-0. This is Norwood McClendon reporting, Morning Edition, Section 1.
See Buddy's cartoon show on WBAP-TV Saturdays at 1 p.m., live and in color, featuring speed cartoonist Big Jim Hester and his sidekick cousin Grady Helm. Shop Buddy's today.
Best supermarket in town.
Say, don't forget
Southwest weather in Section 2.
Don't forget to buy that antifreeze at all Buddy's hardware centers.
Because it's nice to play with everybody. Because you know why? Because it's nice things to play with everybody, just because you should play with everybody.
No one knows better than a child how nice it is to be friendly. All it takes is a genuine liking for other people. It's a quality you recognize instantly when you meet a man from Equitable. Because to him, liking people is as important as the understanding he brings to your problems. As important as his ability to help you solve those problems with living insurance. So when you plan for your family's future, call the man from Equitable. You couldn't ask for friendlier help in looking ahead with living insurance from Equitable. The Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States.
Call the man from Equitable. In Fort Worth, call Willard Pratt, District Manager at Edison 2-6171. In Dallas, call the Jeff J. Fraley Agency, Riverside 8-7411.
10 minutes past 7 o'clock and 570 presents Southwest Weather with WBAP meteorologist Frank McHenry. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, everyone. In the weather news this morning, we have a low-pressure area extending from the west side of the Great Lakes down through Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas into Old Mexico. Associated with this low-pressure area, a cold front running from west of Duluth down through the vicinity of Omaha, Nebraska, southwestward across Kansas, clear down into the Panhandle just south of Dalhart, and curves back to the northwest along the Rockies in Colorado. Preceding that cold front moving in from the north is a cold-type occlusion moving through East Texas at the present time. This front is past Dallas, east of Fort Worth, extends on down to near San Antonio, swings southwestward into a low-pressure center in Old Mexico. As the front continues moving eastward today, the present shower activity will dissipate, and the clearing trend will set in with the winds coming from the west and later from the northwest. Farther to the west, we have a high-pressure area building in over Nevada, and as that high builds and the low-pressure area moves out, we will have improving conditions tomorrow. Let's pause now to hear this message.
This is a direct appeal to more than 130,000 leading gas stations that proudly display the familiar bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. And it may interest you, too. Highway authorities now are convinced that about 7 out of 10 cars in America have dead wiper blades that can't stop streaking. Streaking dims vision, causes eye strain, forces abnormal traffic slowdown. Authorities claim that you, at the gas pump, can do most to correct this serious drag on storm traffic. So please help relieve much time-wasting, fender-bending traffic congestion. As each car comes up for gas, simply have ready the pair of fresh new ANCO wiper blades or refills that the car needs for clear vision. Hand them to the driver with their box. Let him look at them while you service the car. Then tell the driver you can install them in mere seconds. Time-saving, nerve-resting ANCO service brings car owners back for more, makes your boss happier, makes your job a better one.
It's snowing in Kansas in the northwest corner of the state, also in Nebraska and parts of Colorado. The cold air moving southward will affect us in about 20 to 24 hours. Let's check now some of the temperatures and weather across the state. El Paso clear and 42, Wink clear 46, Lubbock high scattered and 43, Mineral Wells broken clouds at 2,000 feet, rain shower activity, temperature 53. Greater Southwest has broken clouds with very light rain, temperature 56. Dallas has overcast, very light rain, temperature 55. San Antonio overcast, temperature 59. Austin has a rain shower, temperature 58. College Station is overcast with 1.5 miles visibility with a heavy rain shower, temperature 52. Corpus Christi, high broken clouds, temperature 76. Brownsville, high scattered clouds, temperature 75 degrees. Now for the forecast. Mostly cloudy and cooler today and tonight. Partly cloudy and mild Saturday. Scattered showers today and early tonight. High both days in the upper 60s, the low tonight in the mid-40s. The wind, northwesterly 10 to 20 miles per hour, diminishing tonight, light and variable on Saturday. This is Frank McHenry saying have a nice day.
Thank you, Mac. Each morning, Monday through Saturday, here's Southwest Weather. And now stay tuned for Don Gardner.
When they harvest the golden wheat, the best of it goes into Old Mill stone ground whole wheat flour. Old Mill brings flavor back to your baking, gives rolls and bread heartwarming, savory goodness. It's because Old Mill retains the rich wheat germ, nature's own source of good taste and nutrition. The flavor of the things you serve assures your reputation as a good cook. Old Mill puts flavor first. Give your family rolls and bread that are full of flavor. Use Old Mill Stone Ground Whole Wheat Flour. Now at your grocery or supermarket.
At 7:15 at the tone, here's Morning Edition, Section 3.
News around the world with Don Gardner, brought to you by Winston Cigarettes. Changing to a filter cigarette, change to Winston. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should. Now here is Don Gardner.
Good morning from ABC News, New York. The Russians have finally answered a U.S. protest note of more than 2 weeks ago concerning blockades on the Berlin Autobahn. As expected, the Soviets turned down the protest, said they'll continue to make the rules on the Autobahn, and the Russians accused the U.S. of artificially provoking the Autobahn incidents. President Kennedy's job in Texas to patch up the Democratic Party. The job in its second day, three more speeches on tap, Fort Worth, Dallas, Austin. ABC microphones are with the president and on hand last evening in San Antonio when President Kennedy spoke of success in our space program.
Whatever the difficulties, they will be overcome. Whatever the hazards, they must be guarded against. I think the United States should be a leader. A country as rich and powerful as this, which bears so many burdens and responsibilities, which has so many opportunities, should be second to none.
The First Lady is also along on this Texas trip, and from all reports, she's making quite a hit with the Texans. More news in just a moment.
Thinking of changing to a filter cigarette?
Well, if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Change into a filter cigarette, change to Winston.
Because
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to America's largest selling filter cigarette, Winston.
No truer words ever spoken or sung. They tell you why, of all filter cigarettes, Winston is America's largest selling by far. Smoke Winston. Now back to the news.
The Russian diplomatic exodus from the Congo is underway. One Russian diplomat arrived in Brussels this morning. Reportedly, he was barefoot. The Congolese hustled the Russian out of the country so fast he didn't have time to get all his clothing. The Congo is expelling the entire Russian mission. The CIA will be downgraded in the fight against communists in South Vietnam. This exclusive report from ABC's John Scali after the Vietnam strategy meetings in Honolulu. Scali says the step is being taken because the Central Intelligence Agency worked perhaps too closely with the deposed Diem regime. Important elections in Japan, but no surprises. The report from Ray Falk, ABC Tokyo.
Japan's conservative liberal Democrats have won a clear majority in the National Diet elections and thus remain in charge of the government for the next 4 years. The conservatives did a little worse than predicted. The left, a little better than expected. The election was the dullest in Japan's recent history, with a record low of only 60% voting in Tokyo. There will be no changes in the government's pro-Western and cautious China policy. But Prime Minister Ikeda will have a tougher time within his own party. Ray Falk, ABC, Tokyo.
With just a few scattered no votes, the Ecumenical Council today approved its first completed schema, voting overwhelming endorsement for the replacement of Latin by modern languages in much of Roman Catholic worship. ABC on hand at Columbia University last night in New York, as former President Eisenhower spoke of the necessity for spiritual strength if a nation is to be great. And then Mr. Eisenhower talked about the place of religion or prayer in schools.
We have a Supreme Court decision that in our great public system, we can make no mention of religion, or at least we cannot utter certain prayers. If for no other reason, the privately endowed and supported institution of education deserves our support, it would be because you are not so hampered and restricted.
And former President Eisenhower was awarded the Alexander Hamilton Medal at Columbia. At Uvalde, Texas, birthday number 95 for John Nance Garner, a vice president under FDR. Now, a message from our sponsor.
Hey, Tim, I got my car. Give you a lift home?
Swell. I'm tired. Had a nagging backache lately.
That can get you down.
And with the sleepless nights that go with it, I feel dragged out.
Last year, my dad was bothered by backache, but he found grand relief. Maybe you could, too.
How?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys.
Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. For convenience, buy Doane's large size.
This is news around the world. Back to Don Gardner after a pause for station identification.
This is 570 WBAP in Fort Worth. Radio Refine. The time, 7:21.
And there are more reports from Berlin, Moscow, Washington, Houston, New York City, and ABC microphones and reporters were on the scene to catch the voices of people making news as news around the world continues.
There's now some doubt as to who will fill the foreign aid vacuum in Cambodia following Prince Sihanouk's renunciation of the dollar stream from Washington. It had been thought the Cambodian leader would ask Red China and Russia to fill the gap, but Sihanouk last night termed communist aid particularly dangerous and hinted that he may turn now to France. A search for the missing U-2 pilot continues even as the Navy plans to raise the wreckage of his plane from the Gulf of Mexico. There has still been no official announcement of the plane's mission, presumed to have been reconnaissance over Cuba. The wreckage of the U-2 was located in 100 feet of water yesterday in the Gulf near Key West, Florida. The Soviet Union has answered the American protest regarding the incidents on the Autobahn. A report now from Ben Lacey, ABC, Berlin.
The Allied garrisons here emphatically reject the Russian version of what happened on the Berlin Autobahn early this month. Officials declared again that the American, British, and French convoys did not dismount, and they were cleared on their terms. American officials vigorously deny the Soviet claim that the United States convoy tried to change clearance procedures, but gave up when it wouldn't work. Authorities say the Russian statement that the British and French convoys cleared without conflict is correct, because the Soviets did not choose to detain these two movements when they refused to dismount. Ben Lacey, ABC, Berlin.
Now, the case for the Soviets spelled out last night by Radio Moscow.
The foreign ministry notes that if the United States were not interested in causing incidents like the one at the Marienborn control post, it had only to issue the appropriate instructions to its military representatives without allowing situations to arise when any irresponsible American officer could provoke dangerous incidents. The Soviet Union expects the United States to take steps to end the regrettable deportment of its military personnel.
The way Radio Moscow sees it, it's all our fault. The investigation into the affairs of Bobby Baker, the former secretary to the Democratic majority in the Senate, continues, and we get the latest from Pete Clapper, ABC, Washington.
The Bobby Baker case continues to titillate Washington, probably a good deal more than the rest of the country. Today's big news is that the former Senate Majority Secretary apparently remains unworried. He's said to be sore at news stories about him, but cocksure he won't be nabbed for tax evasion. He's quoted as saying that when things unravel, he'll be okay. The unraveling, however, proceeds uncommonly slowly. Today, the Senate probe of conflict of interest charges against Baker will follow up new leads provided yesterday by Mrs. Trudy Novak. She testified privately about financial deals involving her late husband and Baker. Pete Clapper, ABC, Washington.
And that's the report from Capitol Hill on news around the world.
Try not today, Arlington Way,
for a 10-minute trip
down the Arlington Strip.
1,000 cars in half a mile.
And the silver wheel deal, that's really worthwhile.
Arlington,
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 Auto Isle.
Have you seen the whole new car lineup for 1964? Now is the time to take a short drive out Arlington Way, where you can view and compare all the new cars at the easy-to-shop Arlington Auto Isle. Not only can you save money with an exclusive Silver Wheel deal, but you can compare the features of the 1964 models without wandering from dealership to distant dealership. Over 1,000 cars from which to choose. Drive out today to Bob Cook Ford, Luke Pontiac Rambler, Nowell Dodge Renault, Vandergrift Buick, Vandergrift Chevrolet, and Butts Oldsmobile Cadillac.
Arlington,
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 Auto Isle.
At 25 minutes past 7, back to news around the world.
Now, President Kennedy's predecessor, Dwight D. Eisenhower, at Columbia University last night, spoke of American leadership.
Our nation, to be the leader, they must be spiritually strong, or it will never have, in the long run, a great and expanding economy and the necessary military strength until the world has been led into paths of peace.
And in Washington, General Eisenhower's Republican colleague, Indiana Congressman Charles Halleck, also had some comment on American leadership.
During the 1960 presidential campaign, Mr. Kennedy filled the airwaves with what he called, quote, the need for strong leadership, the need to go forward with vigor. If we examine President Kennedy's handling of his legislative programs for his first 3 years, his 1960 campaign cries are more applicable today than 3 years ago.
And speaking with Congressman Halleck, Illinois Senator Everett Dirksen.
In the final analysis, it is President Kennedy's own mismanagement of his legislative program that has kept Congress in session since last January, and everybody in Washington knows it.
The Republican Senator from Illinois, Everett Dirksen. A plan to enter Wisconsin Republican Congressman John Burns as a favorite son candidate apparently has gone by the boards despite Burns' impassioned defense yesterday of his stock holdings in a Wisconsin mortgage company. Congressman Burns obtained favorable tax treatment for the company. The probable Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor and a Wisconsin Republican national committeeman both say Burns is now likely to forego the favorite son role at next year's presidential convention. An accident on an American firing range in South Korea has claimed the lives of 9 Koreans, injured 9 others. A U.S. artillery unit fired an Honest John missile onto the range. Despite warnings, the Koreans ran out to collect scrap from the first warhead, and when a second Honest John burst among them, that's when the casualties happened. An historic communications link with Japan. That story now from Al Mann, ABC, in the Mojave Desert in California.
Today, a new era of communications opens between North America and Asia with the transmission of the first direct television pictures from the United States to Japan by way of the relay satellite. Today's transmission will be one way only, from the United States. A special message from President Kennedy to the Japanese people will be the feature part of the program. Not only will the picture span the Pacific, but it'll span time as well, crossing the international dateline to be seen live in Japan on Saturday morning, live in the United States on Friday afternoon. Al Mann, ABC, the Mojave Desert, California.
A series of rifle shots brought death to 5 members of one family early this morning in Truman, Arkansas. Police report that farmer Sammy Penter, apparently despondent, turned his gun on 4 members of his family, then killed himself. The shooting at Truman, Arkansas, took place at a birthday celebration for Penter's 6-year-old stepdaughter. She was one of the victims. A lawyer for Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa says Hoffa had no knowledge of an attempt to bribe a prospective juror for Hoffa's trial. The disclaimer from Nashville attorney Z.T. Osborne, who was disbarred by a Nashville federal court for his alleged part in a jury fix attempt. The nation's weather, a study in contrast this morning. The north central states shivering under near zero temperatures. Snow has fallen in the belt from Montana to Nebraska. Meanwhile, the rest of the nation fairly basks in unseasonably warm temperatures. Early morning readings already in the 60s from the southwest as far north as Chicago. That's the latest on the weather on News Around the World. The wheat deal with the Soviets coming in for more criticism. This from Texas Republican Senator John Tower. He's against the deal, thinks the administration is keeping the truth about the deal from the American people. Says Senator Tower,
it might be too hard to accuse this administration of deliberately attempting to hoodwink the American people. But there can be no doubt that they have adopted an attitude of what they don't know won't hurt them. And the longer the people stay in the dark about what's going on in Washington, the longer they, the administration that is, can stay in power.
Disagreeing with Senator Tower, the Democratic senator from Arkansas, William Fulbright.
It is clear that our virtual embargo on non-strategic trade with communist countries has become self-defeating. It does not deny the communist countries the goods which they wish to buy, but only assures that they will buy them from sources other than the United States.
Senator William Fulbright, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the wheat deal. That's the morning wrap-up on News Around the World. This is Don Gardner, ABC News, New York. Goodbye, and I hope you have a good day.
Yellow pages, yellow pages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Shop this easy yellow page way.
Yellow pages.
9 out of 10 people reach for the Yellow Pages when they're ready to buy, sell, rent, or repair. It's the easy way to shop.
Yellow Pages.
Don Gardner and News Around the World originates from the American Broadcasting Company. At 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 570 delivers Morning Edition.
TCU, first a one-room Fort Worth school with 6 students in 1869. Later, Ad Ran in Thorpe Springs, then to Waco becoming Texas Christian University. TCU returned to Fort Worth in 1910, a highly respected institution.
Another eminently regarded institution was founded in 1896, Steward Title Guarantee Company of Texas. In Fort Worth, Steward Title is at 5th and Main. In Dallas, 1206 Main. Convenient branch offices are located throughout Tarrant and Dallas counties.
Be sure you have a Steward Title policy covering any property you own.
Winter is finally on the way, and as the cold weather approaches, you need a Rambler to depend on for those early morning starts. At Garrett Rambler, you can get a beautiful, brand-new 1964 Rambler American sedan with all standard factory equipment for only $16.99, including federal tax and freight. $16.99. Garrett Rambler brings you a 2-year or 24,000-mile warranty on your new Rambler, and for those important checkups, you'll find that service after sale is as important as a sale at Garrett Rambler, Fort Worth's only exclusive Rambler dealer. Factory-trained mechanics, complete body shop, and parts. Choose from the largest stock of 1964 Ramblers in the Great Southwest, as low as $16.99. Still a few brand-new 1963 Ramblers at tremendous savings. Yes, for transportation, you can really count on this winter, plus the economy and beauty you want in your automobile. Get a brand new 1964 Rambler American sedan with all factory equipment for only $1,699, including federal tax and freight, at Garrett Rambler, 811 South University Drive at West 7th. They're open till 9 p.m. The temperature in Fort Worth, cloudy, light rain, 56 degrees.
Don't risk unexpected battery failure this winter. Get your car's battery tested free at your Gulf dealers. You can't tell how much life is left in your battery unless it's tested at regular intervals. Not just a check of the fluid level, but a thorough power test. Even though today's batteries are built better, they won't last forever. And there's seldom advance warning of failure. So before a dead battery leaves you stranded, ask your Gulf dealer for a free battery checkup. If tests show a failing battery, have your Gulf dealer install a new Gulf battery. There's one to fit your budget, your car, your driving needs. Each one covered by the Gulf Battery Warranty. A warranty you can trust. So see the man you can trust. See your good Gulf dealer today.
Why not turn a hungry morning into a happy morning with Aunt Jemima pancakes? A steaming stack of them with lots of butter and syrup. That's the way kids love to start the day.
Wow-wee-ay! It's Aunt Jemima Day. Wonderful! That's how to start your day.
Fresh as a child's face, come on and take your plate. Dig in while they're hot. Butter them up a lot. Look at the smiles they bring. Pancakes are happy things. How would you like yours today? Aunt Jemima's, tender as they can be. Mighty good. Put on some more for me.
Strawberries on the top. I like Frank's a lot.
Serve them plain for me.
Or maple syrupy.
I put on cinnamon. That's always lots of fun.
They'll taste better that way.
Isn't it time for Aunt Jemima Day at your house? It's 19 minutes to 8, and from Hotel Texas, here is Frank Mills with a 570 Mike Side Report.
Good morning, everyone. For a few hours that began about 8 hours ago, Fort Worth is the capital of the United States of America. It's a singular occasion, for at the same time we have with us today the President and the Vice President of the United States. In the dark hours before dawn, the sky was lighted by the golden glow of the outline of the skyline of the city of Fort Worth, reflecting the warmth of the welcome for the President and the First Lady. Here in the hotel, there's an air of expectancy, almost a festival, party-like air. Almost all of the 2,000 guests have been seated. Most all of them already have been served. It has been going off just like clockwork this morning. We are located some 40 or 50 feet from the kitchen, through which the president and his party will make their entrance. Why the kitchen? Well, security reasons for one thing. Another, it is almost the direct route from the elevators to the ballroom and thence to the speaker's table. We arrived at 6 o'clock this morning, and already people were here gathering in the dark and in the rain from every vantage point that they, from where they could find a dry spot at least, to view the president. And of course, as the dry spots were taken up, then the people took to standing very patiently and quietly in the rain, awaiting the time when they could see the president. Of course, the kitchen force was here in force this morning, and I am sure long before we arrived, some very quick, simple arithmetic, something over 2,000 people to be served, and if they're going to have two eggs apiece, this is some 4,000 eggs that had to be broken and scrambled. And if we can project this a little further, I would imagine some 400 pounds of ham and over 200 gallons of coffee. So if you've been upset about making plans or overseeing a wedding reception or the club's annual Christmas party, you'll know what the force has been faced with here this morning. So the people are still assembling outside. For the public appearance, the president will make in the parking lot directly across the street from the specially erected platform there. Because regardless of political persuasion, people are gathering for a real-life glimpse of the President of the United States. As one man said to me this morning as I walked among the crowd out there, after all, he is the President, and I got here early so I could get close enough to perhaps say, good morning, Mr. President, and welcome to Fort Worth. At various times during the morning, we will be interrupting the regular program schedule to bring you feature reports here from the Grand Ballroom. And also, of course, as the festivities, if we can call them that, and this is the air about the place, as they begin at approximately 8:45, that is the time the president is scheduled to address the people outside, we will bring you in its entirety the program here from the Grand Ballroom. So for the time being, this is Frank Mills returning you now to the studio.
570 WBAP, Fort Worth.
Plymouth House, Fort Worth's new exclusive early American furniture address, extends a cordial welcome to view the greatest selection of Ethan Allen early American furniture in the Southwest. Plymouth House is your new kind of dealer, stressing service with skilled assistants to help you in their showroom or in your home. If you wish to redecorate only one room or your entire home, you'll be delighted with the personal service offered. And you'll be especially impressed with Ethan Allen Furniture, the ultimate in early American. Whether you prefer formal or informal, simple or elegant, you'll find it in cherry, mahogany, antique pine, solid maple, and birch. See the wide open stock selection of distinctive Ethan Allen early American furniture at Plymouth House. Plymouth House, 4414 Benbrook Highway, just south of the Weatherford Traffic Circle. Your exclusive Ethan Allen dealer for Fort Worth.
What's the latest in the world of sports? Here's a quickie sports report.
Presented by Bob Campbell's Western Olds, where the action is.
Baylor and Southern Methodist get together in the annual Baptist versus Methodist football battle Saturday, and the game has double significance for Texas and Baylor. Texas is interested because a Baylor defeat would give the Longhorns the undisputed Southwest Conference championship. Baylor is highly interested because it would not only knock the Bears out of contention for a championship tie, but would ruin their hopes of a bowl game. Southern Methodist has a few things at stake itself, but they wouldn't be of any interest to outsiders. For one, if SMU should tumble Baylor, it would ensure a 50-50 season, something Southern Methodist hasn't come close to having in 3 years. Texas, winner of 9 straight games already with the Cotton Bowl host spot clinched, doesn't need the SMU triumph over Southern Methodist, but it would save the Longhorns a lot of worry, because if SMU doesn't turn the trick, then Texas will need to beat Texas A&M on Thanksgiving to bring it about.
Get behind the wheel of a Campbell Oldsmobile at Bob Campbell's Western Oaks.
You get the finest deal on a fine automobile at Bob Campbell's Western Oldsmobile.
Spirited and sportier than ever for 64. That's the all-new F-85 Cutlass by Oldsmobile, loaded with action. With just a flip of the wrist, you'll ease the optional jetaway transmission into position for instant response. Yes, this is where the action is, the all-new F-85 Cutlass. Inside, there's sports car dash, foam-padded bucket seats, and an optional center control console. And there are three models to choose from, new Holiday Coupe, Sports Coupe, and Sassy Convertible. That's F-85 Cutlass. Bob Campbell's Western Olds, where the action is for 64.
So get behind the wheel of a Campbell Oldsmobile. Go to Bob Campbell's Western Olds.
Sports Report, brought to you by Bob Campbell's Western Olds, where the action is.
Radio Refine, 570 WBAP, Fort Worth.
The next time you want a real fine brew,
change to Carling.
So lively light, so right for you.
Black Label beer, you'll like it too.
Remember the good old days when bread really tasted like bread? Well, that rich bread flavor is back again in new Wonder Baker's Variety Loaves. Yes, new Wonder Baker's Variety Loaves recapture country kitchen goodness from memory lane.
Open a new Wonder Baker's bag and smell that heavenly real bread aroma. Then take out a delicious slice and treat yourself to bread at its best. Bread as superb as time, talent, and the finest ingredients can make it. You'll want to try all five of the new Wonder Baker's Variety Loaves. Choose from sandwich rye, all-butter split top, cinnamon raisin, honey-cracked wheat, and 100% whole wheat. Your family will love them all.
Remember, for old-time, fresh-baked goodness, stop at your food store for Wonder Baker's Variety Loaves. Look for the attractive new Wonder Baker's label, your assurance of wholesome, nutritious bread that really tastes like bread.
WBAP time now, 5 minutes before 8, late news. On the hour, WBAP presidential weathercast, mostly cloudy and cooler through tonight, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow, scattered showers today and early tonight. In Fort Worth, cloudy with a light rain, it's 56 degrees.
Altums of Fort Worth is offering a full-color catalog that will be of great help in your Christmas shopping. This 32-page brochure with its convenient order blank can be an invaluable aid in selecting perfect gifts for all those on your list, including jewelry, watches, china, crystal, silver, novelties, and items too numerous to list. For a complimentary copy, write or stop by Altums, Main at 6th in Fort Worth, or call Edison 6-4051. Let Altums Christmas Catalog help you with your Christmas shopping this year.
Still in Dallas, Richard Nixon. GOP chairman says no draft in 64. Five fatally shot in Arkansas. And Congolese expel Russian bigwig and keep his shoes. Details in a moment. First, this message.
Do your colored washables begin to look drab and faded after repeated launderings? Then it's time you switch to electric drying. Colored clothes keep their sparkling, bright look when dried in the clean, gentle heat of a flameless electric dryer. Comparative tests made by the U.S. government show that electric drying produced the least color change of any method of drying. The same tests reveal significantly less yellowing of white clothes with electric drying than with other automatic methods. You'll like the ease and convenience of electric drying, too, and the precise heat control that assures safe drying for even the most delicate fabrics. Texas Electric Service Company suggests you see your appliance dealer soon. Remember, only electricity gives you flameless clothes drying, always clean, safe, and gentle.
Back to the news.
President Kennedy has scheduled three major speeches in Texas today at Fort Worth, Dallas, and Austin. The president and his wife spent the night at Hotel Texas after getting a warm welcome from crowds in three cities yesterday. They were cheered by thousands in Fort Worth last night when they arrived from Houston and San Antonio. In addition to an address at a Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning, the president has scheduled a public appearance downtown shortly before 9 a.m. Jack Brown reports.
President Kennedy's parking lot speech is still 50 minutes away, but several hundred persons have already gathered to hear him. They're wearing raincoats and holding umbrellas, but the rain has stopped. Inside, in the grand ballroom, some 2,000 persons are in their seats for Mr. Kennedy's second speech. That will begin around 9:10. The breakfast menu calls for eggs, 4,200 of them, Virginia ham, 65 big ones, 700 pounds of potatoes, 80 pounds of coffee, 72 gallons of orange juice, and an undetermined number of Parker House rolls. There's still no word on the subject of President Kennedy's breakfast speech. At the present time, Jimmy Rovito's combo is providing background music. The crowd is still coming in. People are being seated by the ushers, which includes TCU football coach Abe Martin. The head table is decked out with sprays of flowers, gladiolas, carnations, and something I can't recognize from here. Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy spent the night in Suite 850, a suite that has been outfitted with artwork from the French school, which Mrs. Kennedy prefers. The suite's gold carpet has been cleaned half a dozen times in the last few days. Every time they get it clean, cameramen plead for a few more pictures, and in getting them, they track dirt and mud on the carpet. Six young co-eds from Carter Riverside High School apparently were among the first to show up this morning. They stationed themselves outside the hotel at 5 o'clock. After Mr. Kennedy's breakfast speech, he will motorcade to Carswell Air Force Base, where Air Force One will fly him over to Love Field in Dallas. This is Jack Brown reporting from the Grand Ballroom of the Hotel Texas.
The motorcade returning the presidential party to Carswell Air Force Base is scheduled to leave downtown Fort Worth at 10:30, with departure for Dallas at 11:15 a.m. The president will address a luncheon in Dallas, then go to Austin for a major speech tonight at a party fundraising dinner. Another Dallas visitor is former Vice President Nixon, who's on a business trip for his New York law firm. He's made plans to leave Dallas this morning prior to President Kennedy's arrival. Nixon predicted Thursday that President Kennedy will discard Vice President Johnson as a running mate next year if the race looks close. In St. Louis, Republican National Chairman William Miller predicts there will be no draft candidate at next summer's GOP convention. He says that party presidential hopefuls will have to work for the nomination. He says anyone who just sits by expecting to be drafted is in for a disappointment. A birthday party for a six-year-old girl ended in horror last night in a modest frame home near Truman, Arkansas. Authorities say that a 34-year-old drink-crazed farmer apparently beset with family troubles, shot four persons to death and then took his own life. Police say Sammy Penter killed his wife, his mother-in-law, his sister-in-law, and his six-year-old stepdaughter before shooting himself. A bedraggled Russian diplomat, not even wearing shoes, arrived in Brussels this morning after being expelled from the Congo. Several hours later, the Russian, Boris Voronin, was hustled aboard a Soviet plane bound for Moscow. The fate of the other Soviet diplomat picked up on subversion charges in the Congo is not known. The Congolese premier has ordered the entire Soviet diplomatic mission expelled from Leopoldville.
The 8 a.m. news is presented Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by Texas Electric Service Company, 570 WBAP in Fort Worth. Now at H.B. Ransom Motor Company, 1204 West 7th in Fort Worth, see the incomparable new 1964 Imperial. That's H.B. Ransom, your Chrysler dealer for over 30 years. The time, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Next year, you can enjoy prepaid Christmas. Decide now what you'd like to spend, then start saving with a Christmas Club account at the Fort Worth National Bank.
Back to more music on Radio Refined. Radio Refined Time, 19 minutes past 8.
It's time to switch.
To what? To which?
Carling Black Label. At the popular price, it's really nice. Keep lots of Black Label beer on ice.
It's 8:19 from Hotel Texas. Here is Frank Mills with a 570 Mike Side Report.
Well, good morning again, everyone, from the Grand Ballroom, Texas Hotel, downtown Fort Worth, awaiting the arrival of the president. It's not anticipated for another 50 minutes, perhaps. There's a great deal of expectancy here in the ballroom, and you can feel time ticking toward a climax when the president and his party make their entrances, as we said earlier this morning, through the kitchen for security reasons and because it is the most direct route, of course, through the ballroom to the speaker's platform. The people have been coming and going, and long since the 2,000 diners have been served and have eaten, and they are patiently awaiting then the president's appearance. Talked to another gentleman this morning. As a matter of fact, you don't find any difficulty getting anyone to talk to you. I asked him, he'd been here quite early, and I asked him if he were a supporter of the president, if he were going to vote for him next year. He said, young man, I didn't come here to vote. I came here to see the president of the United States. So have some several thousand other people. The crowd continues to gather outside, and we hope the showers will cease, at least through the president's appearance there. Earlier this morning, Nick Ramsey, who was here with us at our WBAP microphone, circulated through the crowd, talking with different people and recording some very interesting interviews. We have one for you now, and here is Nick Ramsey.
11, countdown from 15.
The conversation you're hearing is occurring between Mrs. Henry Steben and a number of ladies who have come to the presidential breakfast. Mrs. Stevens, I wonder if I may take a few moments of your time. Now, you're giving some table numbers to these ladies. Tell me, who are they, and what are they doing here at the presidential breakfast?
Oh, they are the extra help for the Hotel Texas.
I see.
We have been privileged to work the presidential breakfast simply because we have worked with the hotel now for the last 11 years
when
they have banquets of such size that their regular help cannot take care of them.
We do
that.
Well, now, to what purpose do these ladies work? Now, you say you've been associated with the Hotel Texas for 11 years. Now, on what basis is this work done?
We donate our salary and our time.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel gives the money directly to the church.
I see.
And all of our earnings then go towards special projects of our home congregation.
I see.
And over the years, we have been able to do any number of things maybe we would not have been able to do otherwise.
Yes.
We enjoy it, too. It's like a luncheon club. We get together and have lunch together whenever we are through here.
Yes.
The hotel has been marvelous with us. If I might catch
these
ladies here.
Yes, we have some more ladies here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You are from
Stephenville.
Stephenville. Table number one.
That's Mrs. Stephen again giving table assignments to the ladies from the Lutheran churches in the area who have come, as she has mentioned, for the 11th straight year to work as extra help for the Hotel Texas. And these ladies again here at the presidential breakfast are receiving their assignments. Mrs. Stephen, thank you very much for talking with us. And I know you've been looking forward to the presidential breakfast, haven't you?
I certainly have, yes. And I have known that we were among the privileged to be here to see him in person.
Splendid.
And not very often in the years you get to see a president.
Yes, that's quite true.
Although, personally, I have seen him. I've met him before.
Yes. Thank you very much for talking with us. This is Nick Ramsey at the presidential breakfast at Hotel Texas, returning you to the studio.
The 570 Weathercast, presented by
the Union Bank of Fort Worth.
In Dallas, cloudy. The relative humidity is 90%. The wind south at 5 miles per hour. Barometer stands at 29.83 steady. It's 55 degrees at Fort Worth, cloudy with a light rain. Humidity 86. The wind south-southeast 9 miles per hour. Barometer falling from 29.82. The present temperature 53 degrees. We'll have a complete WBAP presidential weathercast in a moment.
Stepping right with the Founding Bank, the Union Bank of Fort Worth.
A great bank to grow with, if you've a mind to grow.
With one eye on the future, the other on the go. A fresh modern concept just for you, the Union Bank of Fort Worth.
With the new car season in full swing, you'll soon be shopping for those exciting new models of 1964. And at Union Bank, you'll be surprised how easily those new car dreams can come true. Many Fort Worth new car buyers have found Union Bank's auto loan service offers low interest rates and payment plans that are tailored to individual needs. And remember, when you bank at Union, you're establishing a ready source of credit, not only for auto loans, but for all your future banking needs. See the people at Union today, across from the courthouse, and see for yourself how convenient a Union auto loan can be.
Great bank to grow with, a full-service bank, the Union Bank of Fort Worth.
The weather mostly cloudy and cooler today and tonight, partly cloudy and mild Saturday, scattered showers today and early tonight, high both days, upper 60s, low tonight, mid 40s, wind northwesterly, 10 to 20, diminishing tonight, light and variable Saturday. In Dallas, cloudy, 55 degrees. In Fort Worth, cloudy with a very light rain, it's 53 degrees.
The 570 Weathercast was presented by
the Union Bank of Fort Worth.
Radio Refined Time is 8:25.
This is Victor Jory for Delta Airlines. Next time you go to Atlanta, fly Delta. You'll enjoy the difference. You arrive at one of the nation's busiest airports where, incidentally, Delta's home offices are located. Atlanta is the dynamic distribution center for 25 million people in the Southeast. Atlanta is rich in tradition. Who could forget Scarlett O'Hara? The proud world of Peachtree Street, the Battle of Atlanta. And don't miss Stone Mountain, center of a great new historical park. An exciting new skylift takes you to the top. Next time you're going to Atlanta, depend on Delta.
Yes, Delta offers you 5 jets to Atlanta from Love Field, including 2 nonstop fan jets. In all, there's up to 12 Delta flights daily from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to the Georgia capital. But no matter which flight you choose, you'll find service in the famed Delta tradition. Personal, quick, exceedingly thoughtful. When business or pleasure takes you to Atlanta or to Orlando, Jacksonville, or Miami, call Delta.
The teams are on the field and game time's here. Let's kick off the fun with the Falstaff beer.
Great teammate for all your good times. Premium quality Falstaff. Coast to coast, for the most refreshing taste in beer, this is the one, bright, brisk Falstaff. For extra convenience, buy Falstaff in no deposit, no return glass cans in handy packs of 6. Falstaff.
This is the one.
Ask for Falstaff on draft at your favorite restaurant or tavern. Time of the tone, 8:30 from Broadcast Hill, WBAP 570, Fort Worth. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Man Show. Gene O'Bannon here with Mostly Music. Of course, the President of the United States will speak at 9 a.m. from the Hotel Texas in Fort Worth on WBAP 820 in Fort Worth. And just a few moments from now, we'll be joining the festivities with Frank Mills and Nick Ramsey and David Daniels. So stand by.
Early morning appetites are the kind Aunt Jemima pancakes are made for. How about making a stack with lots of butter and syrup? That's the way kids love to start the day.
Wow, yay! It's Aunt Jemima Day. Wonderful! That's how to start your day.
Fresh as a child's face, come on and take your place. Digging while they're hot, butter them up a lot. Look at the smiles they bring, pancakes are happy things. How would you like yours today? Aunt Jemima's, tender as they can be. Mighty good, put on some more for me.
Strawberries on the top, I like Frank's a lot.
Serve them plain for me.
Or maple syrupy,
I put on cinnamon. That's always lots of fun.
They'll taste better that way.
Isn't it time for Aunt Jemima Day at your house?
The time now, 26 minutes before 9. The temperature in Fort Worth cloudy with a light rain. It's 53 degrees. In Dallas cloudy, 55 degrees.
There goes Riviera, there goes adventure, there goes adventure in a car. The car is Riviera, adventure is a car called Riviera.
Adventure begins at your Buick dealers. The place to see and drive this great new international classic car. See the 64 Riviera at your Buick dealers this week.
It's 21 minutes before 9, and from Hotel Texas, here is Frank Mills with an 820 Mike Side Report.
And we, with some 2,000 or more other people, are still waiting the arrival of the president, who in approximately 6 minutes, if plans hold up, will be speaking to the crowd outside, rain or no rain, in the parking lot directly across the street from the south entrance to the Texas Hotel. He'll be speaking from a specially erected platform there. Political observers, you know, are saying that the president's appearance in Texas this time will be observed as a weather vane for the 1964 campaign. If that is so, the president can point to his abilities as a rainmaker, and if he can sell that idea, he ought to gain a lot of support, because if there's one thing that all of Texas has agreed upon, it is that we do need rain. We've had it a couple of days ago, we have it today, and there is an outside chance, at least, that they might break up long enough for him to make a dry appearance out there in the parking lot. But if it doesn't, then it will be a wet one, according to plans. Things should clear pretty well by the time of his arrival in Dallas this afternoon, and better than a 50-50 chance that festivities, the parade, etc., there will be conducted without showers. But the showers will begin to form again. The instability will still be with us, and probably the rain will follow the president on down to Austin. Well, as I mentioned earlier this morning, Nick Ramsey, who was with us here at our WBAP microphones today, has been circulating through the crowd with the wire tape recorder. That shows you how long I've been doing this. The tape recorder, getting interviews with people. And here are some interesting comments that he recorded about an hour or two ago.
Let's talk to a lady here at the Presidential Breakfast in Hotel Texas. Your name, please?
Mrs. Edward Moore.
Where are you from, Ms. Moore?
I'm from Fort Worth.
You're from Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Did you get up early this morning, earlier than usual?
I got up at 5 o'clock, first time I've set the alarm in years.
I see. What brings you to the breakfast primarily? Is it to see the president, or is it the charm of the first lady? What is the most attractive element of the presidential breakfast?
The most important thing is to see the president,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then to see Mrs. Kennedy.
I think she's lovely, but I think our president does come first.
I see.
She's a lovely person.
Well, you look like you're happy to be here.
Very happy.
That's good. Let's talk to another lady here. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Bob Cartwright.
And where are you from, Miss Cartwright?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Well, we're well represented this morning.
Yes.
What is the particular attraction here for you?
Well, I agree with the first lady there that our president is most important.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're looking forward to a good breakfast.
Oh, yes, after staying here this long.
How long have you been here this morning?
Since
6:15. You've been here in the hotel?
Yes.
Well, it looks like everyone got up early. I remember when I came in at 6 o'clock, there were a group of youngsters who had been standing at the front of the hotel since about 3 o'clock.
Oh, great.
And so it seems that the President and the First Lady and their being in Fort Worth and in Dallas appeals to a lot of people.
Yes, I'm sure.
Let's talk to this gentleman here. Is this Mr. Cartwright?
Yes.
All right, sir.
Bob Cartwright.
Yes, sir. And I know you look like you've been looking forward to the breakfast.
Well,
you're one of the fortunate 2,000, I believe.
Yes, but I waked up at 2:30 and couldn't go back to sleep, so this is a rough day.
I see. Is it? Do you like the idea that the president is visiting our town?
Oh, yes, I do. I think it's...
How do you feel that Fort Worth, he will be impressed by Fort Worth as a city?
Well, I think Fort Worth has really turned out for him. I think the business houses turning on the lights last night, the work that the Chamber of Commerce has done is going to make a very lasting impression, I hope, on the President and also the Vice President.
Well, that's Mr. Cartwright.
Yes.
And his idea is concerning how Fort Worth has turned out to welcome the President. And I know that you're glad to be at the breakfast. Thank you so much, both you and Mrs. Cartwright, for talking with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Let's talk to this gentleman here. Your name, sir?
John Herrick.
Mr. Herrick, you're up bright and early this morning. Is it your usual procedure to get up early in the morning?
Not quite this early, but I really feel that history will recognize this man as being one of the greatest presidents we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do not want to lose the opportunity just because of a few hours sleep to see him.
I see. I've heard some talk that this is a non-political trip. Do you believe that evaluation holds as of this moment?
Well, I think so, because I think regardless of party, a sense of excitement has been going through Fort Worth for the last 4 or 5 days. And the fact that our president is here is, I think, enough to say that it is a non-political trip.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for talking with us. And we'll be talking with some other people here at the Hotel Texas Presidential Breakfast throughout the morning. Some of the 2,000 who will be at the breakfast itself. This is Nick Ramsey returning you to the studio.
WBAP 820 in Fort Worth, Dallas. It's 15 minutes to 9, and from Hotel Texas, here again, Frank Mills with another 820 Mike Side Report.
Mrs. Johnson, along with other members of the official party, have already made the entrance into the ballroom and are standing at the speaker's table. They are now being seated, so I presume that the president and perhaps the vice president are appearing across the street, and it is hoped that Mrs. Kennedy will accompany the vice president there, too. The Texas Boys Choir are here. They have been entertaining the assembled guests. We are, as I say, waiting now with an air of expectancy. There is really electricity in the air at this particular moment. Let us go back to one of the interviews that Nick Ramsey had this morning. We might interrupt this in the proceedings here to bring you in its entirety the program as the president makes his entry. Here is Nick Ramsey again with one of his recorded reports.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Kearney, do you usually get up this early in the morning to have your breakfast?
Well, I work at General Dynamics, and I have to arise pretty early, so it wasn't too difficult for me this morning. No,
I see. Of course, it's going to be just a little bit different this morning.
Oh,
no,
sure.
You're going to have breakfast with about 2,000 other people.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are.
No.
And this is...
Mrs. Florence Sherman.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the thrill of my life, especially last night when I shook hands with our wonderful president and his gorgeous wife.
Well,
I never will forget it.
You must have been in Carswell last night.
No, I got here. I stayed all night at the Hotel Texas because I didn't want to fight the traffic.
That's one way to beat the traffic.
It's been wonderful, every minute of it.
What is the main attraction for you, Ms. Sherman?
The main attraction is the president and his wife.
Well,
that is the attraction.
I see. I just wondered if you wanted to distinguish between one and the other, the first lady.
Oh, no, I love them both. I love them both.
All right. Thank you very much for talking with us, Ms. Sherman. And your name,
please? Good morning. Ms. Jo Brown from Arlington.
From Arlington.
Yes, it was raining when we left, too.
That's right. But it didn't stop you, did it?
No, no. I would have liked to have just come over and spent the night like the other lady.
Do you have any... do you, at this time, which is before the breakfast, have any idea what the president will talk about this morning?
No, but I wished he could talk about the Trent River.
I see. I think he plans to talk about that in Dallas.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of. But that'll be all right, just so he discusses
all
it,
right,
you know.
Fine. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And this lady, your name, please?
Mrs. Walter Huzarevich.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you from?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Well, I'll tell you, we have a lot of Fort Worth people here this morning. This lady I just talked to from Arlington is the only out-of-towner. And is this something out of the ordinary for you? I mean, not attending a presidential breakfast, but getting up this early to eat breakfast.
No, it is not. I get up at 5 every morning.
Mm-hmm. What will be the most thrilling or entertaining or most interesting aspect of the breakfast to you?
Oh, well, seeing the president, of course.
Just seeing the president?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about what you'd like for him to say or possibly what you expect the first lady to wear for breakfast, other than a rain jacket, that is?
I have no idea. Anything he says, I'm sure, will be very interesting to all of us.
I see. Thank you very much for talking with us. Matt, I talked to this...
When is this going
to
be aired? When is this going to be on air?
I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Yes. Let me talk to this gentleman here. You look like a gentleman who would have some very definite ideas. Your name, sir?
I'm Dr. Edwin A. Elliott.
Dr. Elliott? I know that you're happy to be at the breakfast. You look like
I am. I'm
yes,
greatly
sir.
Devoted to the president.
I see. Do you have any ideas, Dr. Elliott, what the president might talk about during his 20 minutes at the breakfast this morning?
Well, I imagine that he will stress the economic situation and probably his plans for progress for the country.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I think he would emphasize that. And no doubt... industrialization of Texas.
Do you think that Fort Worth has welcomed him as warmly as you would have liked?
Well, I would have liked very much for the school children to have seen our president and lady.
Yes, sir.
And other than that, I think they've done an excellent job. But I do wish that all of the people of Fort Worth would have had an opportunity to see him.
I think a lot of the people of Fort Worth agree with you, Dr.
Yes,
Elliott. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk to this gentleman back here. Your name, sir?
Reverend Marshall E. Hodge.
Reverend Hodge, have you any idea perhaps what the president might talk about this morning at the breakfast? Do you anticipate anything in your own mind as to what he might speak about?
Well, I'm sure he's going to say something that would give some indication of his hope for passing his civil rights bill in Congress.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that mentioned, that this could be a possible topic for this particular breakfast, since he has announced his topic for the Dallas engagement. Do you ordinarily get up this early, Reverend?
No, I'm about 2 hours early.
I see. Well, you look like you might be ready for breakfast, and it's so nice of you to talk with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk to this lady right here. Your name is what, please?
Zipporah Hicks.
Ms. Hicks, do you get up this early in the morning?
No.
You don't?
No.
You did this morning.
Oh, yes.
Didn't you?
I didn't have to sleep last night.
I see. Have you seen the president before?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, more than just on the television.
Yes, yes.
I want to see him in person this morning.
Yeah, well, that's all figure. There are about 2,000 others waiting here, and there are many outside.
Yes.
Well, I sure thank you for talking with us. And,
yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nick Ramsey at the Presidential Breakfast Hotel Texas, returning you now to our studio.
Now from Gulf, a revolutionary new long-wearing rubber compound. It's new, it's different, it's Gulflex. Gulflex is the most dramatic rubber improvement in Gulf tire history. And now all Gulf tires are made with this amazing new rubber. Gulf tires with Gulflex rubber run cool, ride safe, give thousands of extra miles of wear, cost you less per mile. Gulflex, the new super mileage rubber made from petroleum, adds more strength, more safety, more resistance to heat buildup, and more miles of wear. It's Gulf's new rubber compound that makes Gulf tires better than ever.
See your good Gulf dealer.
This weekend, see your Gulf dealer for a set of Gulf tires with the new Gulflex rubber. He has the size and grade of tire just right for the kind of driving you do.
Go Gulf!
This is David Daniel just outside Hotel Texas on the parking lot, awaiting the arrival of President Kennedy for his outside speech at 8:45. A police captain has estimated the crowd at 2,000 people. They're about 50 deep, forming an arch behind wooden barricades and forming a semicircle. An announcement was just made that President Kennedy, along with Vice President Johnson, Senator Yarbrough, and Representative Jim Wright would be here in just a moment, and urge the crowd to bear with us. And that was the result, an outburst by the crowd. And here is the President. President Kennedy is flanked by Representative Jim Wright. You hear the crowd applauding. He's making his way across 8th Street. Now, Representative Jim Wright.
Our friends, this is the proudest day in the history of Fort Worth and Tarrant County. Before I present our highly honored guests, let me briefly introduce those of our home folks who have helped make this event possible. The distinguished president of the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce, Raymond E. Buck. State Executive Committee Woman from Tarrant County, Mrs. David O. Belew, Jr. Our energetic, able State Senator Don Kennard. May I present to you the senior senator from the state of Texas, the Honorable Ralph W. Yarbrough. And one who hardly needs an introduction, Fort Worth's own distinguished governor of Texas, John B. Connolly. And now it is my high honor and great privilege to present to you the greatest Texan of them all, who has reflected more glory and credit upon the Lone Star State, done more good for the Lone Star State, served the nation more admirably than any other Texan in the history of our state, the Vice President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Congressman Wright, Mr. President, Senator Yarbrough, Governor Connolly, ladies and gentlemen, it is my high honor and my great privilege to present to the good people of Fort Worth our able, our beloved, our fearless leader of the United States and all the free world, the President of the United States.
Mr. Vice President, Jim Wright, Governor, Senator Yarbrough, Mr. Buck, ladies and gentlemen, there are no faint hearts in Fort Worth, and I appreciate your being here this morning. Mrs. Kennedy is organizing herself. It takes longer, but of course she looks better than we do when she does it. But we appreciate your welcome. This city's been a great Western city. The defense of the West, cattle, oil, and all the rest. It has believed in strength in this city, and strength in this state, and strength in this country. what we're trying to do in this country and what we're trying to do around the world, I believe, is quite simple. And that is to build a military structure which will defend the vital interests of the United States. And in that great cause, Fort Worth, as it did in World War II, as it did in developing the best bomber system in the world, the B-58, and as it will now do in developing the best fighter system in the world, the TFX, Fort Worth will play its proper part. And that is why we have placed so much emphasis in the last 3 years in building a defense system second to none. Until now, the United States is stronger than it's ever been in its history. And secondly, we believe that the new environment, space, the new sea, is also an area where the United States should be second to none. And this state of Texas and the United States is now engaged in the most concentrated effort in history to provide leadership in this area as it must here on Earth. And this is our second great effort. And next December, next month, the United States will fire the largest booster in the history of the world, putting us ahead of the Soviet Union in that area for the first time in our history. And thirdly, for the United States to fulfill its obligations around the world requires that the United States move forward economically, that the people of this country participate in rising prosperity. And it is a fact, in 1962 and the first 6 months of 1963, the economy of the United States grew not only faster than nearly every Western country, which had not been true in the 50s, but also grew faster than the Soviet Union itself. That's the kind of strength the United States needs economically, in space, militarily. And in the final analysis, that strength depends upon the willingness of the citizens of the United States to assume the burdens of leadership. I know one place where they are. Here in this rain, in Fort Worth, in Texas, in the United States, we're going forward. Thank you.
The President now takes his...
Thank you for being here. The President and Mrs. Kennedy will begin the motorcade here after the Chamber of Commerce breakfast is over. Thank you so much.
That was Representative Tim Wright. Now the President makes his way to greet some more of the crowd, walking around the barricades, touching the hands of those around the barricade. This is the crowd as they shake hands with President Kennedy. He's making his way through the crowd. We have a long microphone, which is about 14 inches long. It looks sort of like a long pistol. Secret Service agent approach distances. Just don't put that in front of the President. president is weeding his way slowly through the crowd as many more crowd around him, trying to reach out, stretch out, touch his hand. Many have cameras trying to take pictures. This is David Daniel on the lot of parking lot of Hotel Texas, now returning you to the studio. Now the president has decided to go shake the hand of a sheriff's posse rider.
Seven minutes before nine, and from Hotel Texas, here again is Frank Mills.
And I have just been trying to crane my neck around the corner of the doorway here to see if there were as many people outside in the mezzanine as there are inside. Of course, we couldn't get that many on the mezzanine, but there are a good many people almost stacked, I guess you would say, out there. They were unable to get tickets this morning, and I guess they've been unable to get through the lobby to the parking lot across the street to hear the president's remarks to the public there. We are still awaiting his arrival. In the background, besides the general crowd noise, you hear the Texas Boys Choir. While we are waiting, let's pick up some of the singing. Of course, adding to the color in the pageantry, the singing of the Texas Boys Choir, entertaining the diners while we are awaiting President Kennedy's arrival. And to add further color to the spectacle this morning, the Eastern Hills High School Band at the far end of the ballroom, and they will be playing, I understand, Hail to the Chief with the entry of the presidential party. Yes?
Frank, the president has just completed his speech outside. There is a crowd of about 2,000 also out there. On the fringes, they are milling about. But he has just completed his speech outside the Hotel Texas and will shortly be entering the grand ballroom here in the hotel.
Were you able to get outside, Nick, to find out what he had to say out there, or were you unable to get through the lobby?
Well, I didn't go through the lobby to the press room, and I stuck my head out the window, Frank, and I could hear part of what he was saying. And I'm sure that the note that he set there will be the same general pattern that he will follow in here. I couldn't hear much of the PA system.
No, I can well understand that, because everything is crowded. The press rooms,
yes.
Fortunately,
Frank, it isn't raining at the present time. There's a very moist breeze, causing the ladies to wear scarves over their heads and general rain wraps appearing on everybody. It's rather cool and brisk out there, but the clouds are not producing any rain at the present time.
Well, that is fortunate, then. He was able to, as we said earlier, make a dry public appearance then this morning. So the odds held in the president's favor. However, the showers probably will prevail off and on during the day, breaking up and then gathering again due to the instability. And, of course, it is hoped, and it is better than a 50-50 chance. We were talking with our staff meteorologist this morning. Better than a 50-50 chance that the president's appearance in Dallas will be unmarred by any showers at that particular time. That's, of course, during the parade from the airport to downtown.
We expect the president to enter the room at any moment now, because it's only some a minute and a half from where he spoke outside the Hotel Texas at the parking lot to the room here where the breakfast is being held, Frank.
Of course, the president likes people, and the people like the president, so I don't suppose he will be able to move through the crowd with any great speed. He will stop, I'm sure, to shake hands with some others who will want to shake hands with him. And I hope the man who was here so early this morning said he wanted to say, "Good morning, Mr. President, and welcome to Fort Worth," got his opportunity, because he was here to see the President of the United States.
I noticed, Frank, from the response of the crowd outside, that his speech, which was of only about 4 minutes' duration, was well received. It was broken about six times by a pause from the crowd there. The traffic around the hotel here and had stopped, come to a complete standstill. I noticed one automobile had stopped on the main thoroughfare. He was the only car going south in his lane. They had all stopped. They had crawled up on the car. The children were on the hood, and the father was on the trunk of the car, and it was stopped right there in the middle of traffic. Traffic is rather slow at this moment around the Hotel Texas in Fort Worth.
Well, we can well imagine that, and it sounds as though some of the children will be late for school this morning, since school was not dismissed for the event. Some students, I noticed, and this has been noted earlier, I think, by Nick, perhaps that had been excused for the first part of the morning, at least, until they could see and hear what the president had to say this morning, and they had excuses to get back into school at something like 9:30. So they should be able to make that and on time. We are standing here at the south end of the ballroom in Hotel Texas, facing the speaker's table, which is stretched across the north end of the ballroom. It is beautifully decorated with, as well as I can tell from here, white chrysanthemums and red gladioli, and it is a beautiful sight. The front of the table is draped in greenery. Of course, the flag of the United States at our left as we face the rostrum, and the presidential flag on the right.
I have word at this moment, Frank, that the president is inside the hotel, so we can expect him momentarily. Frank, I noticed also the absence from my point of view. I didn't have the best view of the stand, the speaker's stand outside, but I did not see either Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Kennedy on the platform.
Well, I'll tell you why you didn't see Mrs. Johnson. She made a very unobtrusive entrance a while ago with the crowd of people who came in and were seated at the table, and you have to look.
Oh, yes,
she is
there,
sitting
she
up
is
there very
yes,
quietly,
I see. Yes,
and
yes.
She just slipped in.
Well, I suppose the president is meeting the first lady in the hotel, and they will, of course, come up together. But he is in the hotel now.
Well, nearly everyone at the head table has finished eating. Of course, the guests here assembled, the over 2,000, have long since been through, entertained first by the Jimmy Rovito combo, then now by the Texas Boys Choir. And in a moment, you will hear the hail to the chief break forth from the east end of the ballroom, several hundred feet away. So we are awaiting that. At the order of program this morning, of course, will be first Hail to the Chief, played by the band, then Texas Our Texas, then the very Reverend Monsignor Vincent J. Wolfe, Dean of the Fort Worth Catholic Clergy, will give the invocation, and the Texas Boys Choir will sing the Eyes of Texas. And Chamber of Commerce President Raymond Buck will introduce the guests at the head table, and President Kennedy then will be introduced. He will speak, and Dr. Granville Walker, president of the Fort Worth Area Council of Churches, will deliver the benediction. So that very briefly is the rundown of the program as it has been planned. And I must say, we have been involved somewhat with the planning here for about the past week or 10 days, and there have been necessary changes and then changes on the changes, and at times it seemed very confusing. But now we will have to admit that everything was set up to operate in the most orderly fashion possible, and I think that the Secret Service men, the Chamber of Commerce, are to be commended for the manner in which this affair has been conducted so far this morning, and apparently it's going to go off just like clockwork and almost exactly according to schedule. And that, to me, is a remarkable thing considering the size of the event here today.
The outside, Frank, even though I said that the traffic was at a standstill, traffic is still being routed, and it's very orderly out there as well. I suppose the crowd out there, including those who are in cars, those that I could not see, will be in excess of 2,500 to 3,000 outdoors to hear the vice president who introduced the president out there. I noticed, Frank, that there are approximately 8 empty chairs at the head table at this time, about 8, so that we have almost a full complement there, with the exception of the highest of dignitaries.
Yes, it'll be the president and first lady, Vice President Johnson, and the other official members of the presidential party. As one of your interviewees said earlier, Nick, he hoped that the president would take away warm memories of a cordial reception here. And as it began last night at Carswell Air Force Base, and as it has continued so far this morning, I think that that gentleman's wish will be fulfilled.
Jack, were you outside there?
Yes, the president, of course, just came from outside the parking lot. Police captain... Deputy Chief McWhorter estimated the crowd out there at 8,000, which is a pretty good turnout. Governor Connally came out first, smoked a cigarette, and then Senator Yarborough, Congressman Wright, and the President appeared in the door and drew a roar from the crowd. Then they walked out to the parking lot. The President shook hands with the people on the front row there and took the stand, made a very short speech, less than 5 minutes, touched on what kind of progress this country is making. He touched briefly on the economy. He drew a big response from the crowd when he said Fort Worth is playing a big part in this nation's defense through its TFX fighter contract. Also mentioned the B-58 bomber. And Jackie wasn't there. She didn't come. He said she was busy getting organized, as he put it. And, of course, there were a lot of women and men, too, disappointed when Mrs. Kennedy did not show up. The president was introduced by Vice President Johnson. I think I neglected to mention him. He was there. But he was introduced by Vice President Johnson. After he talked, he walked down from the platform and shook hands with the crowd again. Then on the way in, he shook hands with a couple of men on horseback. I think they were men from the sheriff's posse. And after that, he walked back up in the ballroom where he is now. Did he not? I don't see him. But, he has made his entrance here.
Well, we've been, I think we can say patiently awaiting that, Jack. And certainly the crowd in here has been very orderly. It wouldn't take much to create a little clamor and a little disorder with 2,000 people.
Oh, one thing,
all the milling press, Frank, but they are, it is a well-behaved crowd. Excuse me.
It was raining, it was misting. It wasn't raining, and the president was the only member in his party that did not have a raincoat on, and he had no hat, which is his trademark, no hat. But some people were surprised that he didn't have a raincoat.
Well, there was a little something falling out there that was wet then this morning. All right, we had hoped that it had been dry. Apparently not. We suggested earlier this morning that since this is supposed to be a weather vane for 1964, his appearance here in Texas, according to some political observers, he could make capital of the fact that perhaps that he did bring a little rain to Texas with him, and he could take credit here as a rainmaker. And, well, he might. Everybody has agreed, at least on that particular point, that we all need rain. We have it, and apparently we are going to have it off and on throughout the day, and it's anticipated it will follow him also to Austin.
Well, his speech was, I think, as non-political as a political speech can be. It was very general. He said he appreciated the turnout in Fort Worth, and but it was a very general speech, and if it could be non-political, well, it was.
I think, again, for the benefit of the people in Dallas, we should say, too, that our staff meteorologist has, I hate to put him on the spot and say assured us, but he said that he felt there was better than a 50-50 chance that the parade route from the airport to the hotel at least would be free for that time from any showers. They will be intermittent, apparently, from roughly noontime on, and so he feels that stand a pretty good chance of everybody being dry observers to the parade from the airport and downtown. What were you able to observe out there, David, this morning? This is David Daniel.
Well, I was impressed with the applause and the cheers that Senator Ralph Yarbrough got, especially in light of last night's snub he gave Governor Connally. And I think this was some indication of his strength here in Fort Worth.
Let me interrupt. Everyone is standing. This apparently the president and the party are entering the ballroom. I think we can be prepared to hear the band burst into Hail to the Chief, which will probably be drowned by the applause from 2,000 people. Some of the younger and more agile ones have forsaken the floor and are standing on their chairs, and the president is making his entrance at the present time. And at this point, we can only judge from the applause that he's making the entrance, because the people standing on chairs, the cameraman, television, newsreel, all the various news media being represented are on a platform to our right. They are leaning out past the cameras now into our line of vision. So as the applause continues, it is our surmise that the presidential party is making its appearance. I am surprised we do not hear the band. Congressman Jim Wright taking his place on the platform. Excuse me while I try to crane over the crowd and see if I can pick out who is approaching. I'm sorry, I cannot. All I see are heads bobbing by. So I judge the president has not made an appearance. Am I right, Nick? Can you see over the crowd? You're taller than I am.
Barely. That's anticipatory applause. I think it has to be lined up, and I believe that now he is entering the room.
Now the president enters, and here is the hail to the chief. The president now is walking to his place behind the rostrum at the speaker's platform. And as we anticipated, the most that you can hear probably from the band is the bass drum and the applause and the cheers that are greeting the president's appearance now. The vice president, of course, is with him. They are both on the platform and in appointed places. Mrs. Kennedy beaming, and that personality just seems to wrap up the whole room in its enthusiasm and warmth.
Thank you.
president is standing there now, acknowledging the applause.
The invocation will be given by Monsignor Vincent J. Wolf. Monsignor Wolf.
O eternal God, Father of these United States of America, we as a nation are grateful for our noble destiny. From the day of our initial consecration to Thee, we have relied upon Thine omnipotent providence, and under Thy protection, we are now before the world a beacon of hope, a shrine of liberty and justice for all. Our founding fathers proclaim Thee Creator, and by that fact, our country promotes for each resident a liberty most absolute and an equality most entire. O God of might and wisdom, with Thy spirit of counsel and fortitude, assist our President of the United States that his administration will be useful and fruitful for the common good of Thy people over whom he presides.
And we now are going to have the pleasure of hearing from Fort Worth's finest, the Texas Boys Choir.
The president responded to that with a broad smile and a hand clap, and with the rest of the people, he stood to listen. He appears to be making notes, I suppose, to include in whatever remarks he has put together now to deliver this morning. There was no pre-release of his address, as there has been of the others on the schedule. So what he says this morning will be, we have received it. However, if we were to include anything here, certainly we would be preempting the privilege of the first citizen of the land. And I see now, too, that the release that I'm looking at is the one that of the address that will be made at Dallas then this afternoon at the luncheon. Now, if you'd excuse me, I'll see what I can do about looking over somebody's shoulder or over their head. I'm sorry, Mr. Raymond Buck, who is acting as Toastmaster, has even lost from view at the present time. If I'm not mistaken, he's probably hidden behind one of those big gladioli sprays up there, which has certainly been a thing of beauty this morning. They are stretched along the table, and that brilliant red is punctuating the white of the tablecloth with a great deal of color. And here is the Texas Boys Choir.
Oh, Mustang Gray was the hero of his day. shadow of the day, the war is time to define. For eternity is ever and revenge in heaven, for they haven't any enemies to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct privilege to introduce or to present to you the guests at the head table, leaving for the moment those that you'll hear from later. First of all, it is a personal pleasure for me to present the most gallant, able Texan of them all, one who has done so much for Texas and America, the distinguished Vice President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson. And his lovely wife, companion, Lady Bird. Next, we have the pleasure presenting Fort Worth's own, the talented Governor of Texas, Governor John B. Connally. And his sweet wife, Nellie. We're honored to have with us today the distinguished and able senior citizen of Texas, Senator Ralph W. Yarbrough. We have had many able congressmen from this district, none of which have ever surpassed in dedication, loyalty, and capability to country and to district, the Honorable Jim Rye. Next, we have the distinguished West Texan, the people's lawyer, Attorney General Wagoner Carr. And the attractive Mrs. Carr. Guiding our House of Representatives with a firm hand and with great success is our Speaker, Byron Tunnell. And his wife, Mrs. Tunnell. near here on my left, the able, dedicated, hard-working mayor of this vibrant and vigorous city, who is giving us a tremendous administration as mayor, Mayor Barrett H. Friedman. And his wife, Mrs. Friedman. Only one county in the United States, I have been told, is free of debt, Mr. President, and that is Tarrant County. Represented here this morning by our county judge, Marvin B. Simpson, Jr. and Mrs. Simpson. Assisting, substituting at times for our mayor, we have a very fine mayor pro tem. He's been a leader here in political and business circles for many years, Willard Barr. And Mrs. Barr. In the state senate, we are ably and vigorously represented by our Senator Don Kinnard. And Mrs. Kinnard. In the Chamber of Commerce, my work has been made easy by the able assistance of the vice presidents and the staff, directors, members. Here this morning, it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Marion L. Hicks, vice president of the Chamber of Commerce. And General Dynamics. And Mrs. Hicks. Also of tremendous value, assistance to the Chamber of Commerce the last 2 years, has been our Vice President Jack W. Melcher of Lenox Manufacturing Company. And Mrs. Melcher. The fellow who really does the hard work at the Chamber of Commerce, and who I believe is, well, he's finally come up to take his seat. He's been out there working. He's our very talented Milton A. Atkinson, Vice President and General Manager. And Mrs. Atkinson. The Central Trades Council and the Building and Construction Trades are ably represented here in Fort Worth by Mr. O.C. Yancey, President, Central Trades Council. And Mrs. Yancey. Completes the introductions, except for those who have spoken or will speak later. Now is an event that I know all of you have been waiting for.
And this event that we have been waiting for has been the arrival of Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. And the ladies are up en masse, standing on their chairs. Everyone is beaming. David, please, quickly, while this applause is going on, what was it the President said outside this morning about Mrs. Kennedy?
He said, Mrs. Kennedy is not here because she's prettying herself up, and it takes her a little longer than it does us, but then she's prettier than us.
Well, she is a beautiful sight to behold, and the president standing beaming, greeting her now as she takes her place with him on the platform. She has been seated, and the smile still on everyone's face. The president himself looks extremely pleased at the reception she was accorded, and she sits there with that very gracious smile, so warm, so friendly. And now, again, Mr. Buck.
There is always something that adds beauty, life, and touch to the lives of people. No one in our time has done more in that respect than the lovely, beautiful First Lady of our land, Mrs. Jackie Kennedy. At this moment, city where the West begins is the most important and the most honored city in the world. Our great, courageous, and brilliant leader of the world's strongest nation, its greatest power for peace and for freedom, he has honored us with his presence and that of the charming and lovely First Lady. Our hearts and our arms are open to you. May God bless you and cause his light to shine on you and on your companions and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present the President of the United States.
Now why everyone in Texas, Fort Worth, is so thin, having gotten up and down about nine times. This is what you do every morning. Mr. Buck, Mr. Vice President, Governor Connally, Senator Yarbrough, Jim Wright, members of the Congressional Delegation, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Attorney General, ladies and gentlemen. 2 years ago, I said that introduced myself in Paris by saying that I was the man who had accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. I'm getting that same sensation as I travel around Texas. Nobody wonders what Lyndon and I wear. I'm glad to be here in Jim Wright City, about 35 35 years ago, a congressman from California, just been elected, received a letter from an irate constituent which said, during your campaign, you promised to have the Sierra Madre Mountains reforested. You've been in office for 1 month and you haven't done so. Well, no one in Fort Worth has been that unreasonable, but in some ways he has had the Sierra Madre Mountains reforested. And here in Fort Worth, he's contributed to its growth. He speaks for Fort Worth. He speaks for the country. And I don't know any city that's better represented in the Congress of the United States than Fort Worth.
And if there are any Democrats here this morning, I'm sure you won't hold that against them.